top of the morning to you. It's Moments of Melody time. 5 minutes of pearls and parables for you here at the beginning of the day. A male quartet was giving a concert of southern plantation melodies. A man in the front seat was seen to wipe his eyes repeatedly, and after a few minutes he burst into sobbing and tears, seemingly overcome with violent emotion. The manager of the quartet, his pride showing visibly, slipped down and said to the sobbing man, "My dear man, the quartet is deeply thankful for your expression of appreciation of their touching performance of these southern melodies. You are a southerner, I suppose." "No," sobbed the man, "I'm a musician." "Well, we hope that you enjoy the music on this program and that you never have to weep over the poor quality." Gospel according to Dr. Luke. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them before him, two and two, into all the cities and villages that he himself was to visit. "The harvest," he told them, "is plentiful enough, but the laborers are few. You must ask the Lord, to whom the harvest belongs, to send laborers out for the harvesting. Go then, and remember, I am sending you out to be like lambs among wolves. You are not to carry purse or wallet or shoes. You are to give no one greeting on your way. When you enter a house, say first of all, 'Peace be to this house.' If those who dwell there are men of goodwill, your good wishes shall come down upon it. If not, they will come back to you the way they went. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they have to give you. The laborer has a right to his maintenance. Do not move from one house to another. When you enter a city, and they make you welcome, be content to eat the fare they offer you, and heal those who are sick there, and tell them, 'The kingdom of God is close upon you.'" The Lord Jesus is still sending out workers. Someone has said, every heart without Jesus Christ is a mission field. Every heart with Jesus Christ should be a missionary.